Seventh week, fourth day. Establish ground wires. Once upon a time, a man attached a lightning rod to the chimney of his house and thought he would be safe from lightning in the skies. To his horror, the house was struck during the next electric storm and burned to the ground. A stranger, hearing of this misfortune, advised the man, "Lightning is not confined to the skies. It is everywhere, in the ground under your feet and in the clouds over your head. So when you raise a lightning rod to the skies, sink another one into the earth, and then you will be protected." The man heeded this advice, and when he rebuilt his house, it was safe. Now, many years later, this same man fell ill with a disease for which his physician said there was no man-made cure. He advised his patient to seek God's healing aid. But the sick man had no faith in any kind of help that man could not administer, and so he lay in bed, and his condition grew constantly worse. At last he could scarcely move, and in desperation wrote to a stranger, a man of whom it had been said, "God works through his prayers," and he begged this man to pray for a cure. The stranger came to the bedside of the dying one and took his hand. Then very kindly he spoke, "My friend, God's love expressed in healing power is not limited to my little prayers or my presence or any particular creed or church. God and all that he is available everywhere. He abides in you as he abides in me. You have been looking to others for help. Now sink your shafts of faith deep in your own heart. Establish ground wires to the eternal source of life, which may be tapped instantly with faith to meet any real need." The sick man remembered the advice of another stranger and wondered at what he had now heard. But he did obey as before. He found that reservoir of divine power, which is in the very ground beneath us as well as in the clouds overhead. Soon he was healed, and ever since he has longed to help others find their ground wires. And Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 22, "Thy faith has made thee whole."